In the U.S., people would call it workshopping and mean by that nothing of what you associate with the term workshop. I have called it here roundtabling, in a sort of attempt to get your attention. Well, really, the thing I'm talking about is just one of the myriad of ways to network as a scientist. So, going forward, I'm just going to call it that, a way of networking. I'm talking about getting together with two or more other doctoral researchers and talking. Talking about a manuscript, talking about a published paper, talking about ideas, talking just about how things are going in your studies so far and why things seem to be going that way. This way of networking is called peer scientific networking, but I'll just say peer networking for short. Peer networking is an essential part of your scientific networking activity, and that activity itself, taken altogether, is an essential part of your accomplishment in the research. Everyone who has ever published a paper of impact has achieved that because they networked with their peers. It's just a fact. No one in science has ever achieved great things on their own, and the reason is simple. Science is too big. Every single person's brain too small. Therefore, researchers expand the brain by A. reading and thus accessing the brains of others, by B. writing and accessing more of their own brains, and by C. networking and accessing a bigger and more complex collective brain, which knows more, which sees problems sharper, and which identifies straighter paths forward, either through or around those problems. So your peer network is your own personal neural network, the hyperparameters you set by whom you invite in as the nodes of the network. The input is determined by someone's manuscript, or by some paper worth people's attention, or by some problem you are having, or by some idea that you have for a problem that everyone is having. This person neural network is better to task than you could ever hope to be with your own one brain subsystem. So, I say, tap into the computing power of the network. Don't wait. Why not just arrange peer network meetups, very short term, even spontaneously? And just simply meet online, everyone linking up from their workstations. Don't make a fuss about it. Meet up for like 15 minutes, whatever. I'm telling you simply that you must learn to deploy your peer network in the exact same manner that you deploy your scientific reading or your scientific writing. I mean, you wouldn't make an appointment 2 weeks out just to read a paper, would you? No. Well, then, don't make that sort of an appointment for your network. Just as you would simply download the paper and read for, like, 10-20 minutes, do the same with your network. Just ping people, ask about now, or in an hour, or this afternoon, and then simply link up online for 10-20 minutes, just the same. Because let's be honest, if you make your peer networking into some kind of a big deal, make it another block in your lifelong schedule, well then, you're just never going to access your neural network of peers and begin thinking at the power level of the collective brain. That would be a loss to your research. Seriously, if you do not network, you also do not research at your best. So, research best. Network now.